So maybe we'll continue with some of the inyanim we've been talking about in the Ramban share. We'll begin maybe by reading a paragraph here about Sashem Linander in Shari Or from a bit of the Blaza. If you see in the see in the bottom of the right hand column the paragraph Dibur Masal Omnam. Omnam Imki Tachlas Yiras Hashem Hu Bevadai Madrega Hagavoa Shel Yiras Ramamus. Well, maybe we'll begin. Let's begin. Let's backtrack to the second line from the top here. Hine Yadua. Hine Yadua. Ki Yeshtei Bechinos Yiras Hashem Yisbarach Shemo. There are two different dimensions or aspects of Yiras Hashem. Chachmei HaYira VaHamusa Yichanu Osam, they label them B'Shem Yiras HaOnesh B'Yiras HaRamamus. Ayin B'Sefer Chovos HaLevavos V'Zeh L'Shano V'HaYira Al Shnei Panim Echad Mehem Yiras Onsho Vin Nisyono V'Hasheni Yira L'Chvodo V'Romemuso V'Otzem Gvuraso Ayin Shem. It I don't know if it corresponds exactly, but pretty well matches up with the difference between fear and awe. Like fear is generated by the vulnerability a person feels. That's what generates fear. And awe is not because of vulnerability. It's just the encounter with what or whom inspires that awe, who instills that awe. V'chein k'rasu b'sefer m'seilas yashorim perek chav dalet shekosa v'zeh l'shono yesh yiras ha'onesh v'zeh ha'min ha'echad v'yesh yiras ha'ramos v'zeh ha'min ha'sheni yiras ha'onesh k'pshuta sheha'odom yorei me'avores pi Hashem v'bnei ha'onshem asher la'averus im la'guf im la'nefesh. V'yiras ha'ramos hu sheha'odom yirchak min ha'chatorim v'lo yasem v'bnei kvodo ha'gadol yisbarach shema. Now let's skip now to the bottom to Omnam. Omnam imki tachlis yiras Hashem hu bevadai madrega ha'gavoa shel yiras ha'ramos. That's certainly the goal, is that a person aspires to achieve, to attain Yiras HaRamos. Ulam yadua ki Yiras Hashem reishis das ki Yiras HaOnesh. When we say that reishis chachma Yiras Hashem, it means Yiras HaOnesh. Ha'chosid ha'kodosh Moharach Vital, Ephraim Vital, Bahagdom of the Sefer HaKadosh Eitz Chaim, where he writes the Ari's Torahs, Vizel Kosa Vizel Shana, Vahaboli Toher Ula Karev. A person wants to become pure, wants to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reshus HaKol, Yiras Hashem, Vahasid Yiras Onash. Ki yiras haramamos, shehu yira hapnimis, lo yasiguha, ela mitoch gadlus hachochma. Yiras haramamos results from very, very high madregas of chochma, but Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, so that refers to the Yiras HaOnesh. V'hine gedol mizo kosvu Chachma HaYira. Ki mi bal'ade Yiras HaOnesh, without Yiras HaOnesh, lo yuchal lalos klal v'maylos madrega al'yona shel Yiras HaRamamos. V'chein kosev ha'gon the Malbim, I think what was his name, Meir Levush or something. The Perish HaTorah, the Parshas Yisro, v'zeh l'shono, omnam, for bi'a v'chach melev, she'i efshal lovel tekef l'madrega ha'gadol ha'zos, li'ra yiras ha'ramos. V'tzorach she'nira t'chila yiras ha'onesh, u'mimena na'ale al madrega ha'ramos, she'i yiras ha'ramos. Ad kam l'shono. V'chein kosav admo ha'gon ha'chosid, meaning Rav Yisrael Salanter, the Igeris HaMusa, Sheha Amunah HaMerachefes Bono, Sheha Lokim Shofet Hu, Losseis Leish Kefri Ma'alolav, Sochav Onesh, He Reishes Mitzadenu, that's the first step, La'avodasa Yisbarach Shema. It's cultivating a healthy, not neurotic, cultivating a healthy yiras onesh is the indispensable foundation for trying to ascend in Avodas Hashem. Let me in the Indian within this sugya. Maybe if you have, take a look in the Rambam, in Yisodei HaTorah, Beis. Again, the Inyan, the Rambam, we'll see in a minute, in a session. Well, actually, maybe we'll do it in the opposite order. Maybe first let's come back to the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs that we looked at yesterday. Mitzvahs Hasei Dalet. Sorry, let's look at that first. Mitzvahs Hasei Dalet here in Sefer Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Hasei Dalet. Lonia kikofim haholchim bekeri, avonira bias onsho becholes. Who amo is ala sasham lukatatu? What does the phrase "ha'amin yiraso" mean? It obviously doesn't translate to believe his fear. Right? That's a nonsensical in English. That's a nonsensical expression. So that's obviously not what it means. Again, this is the Rambam wrote it in Judeo-Arabic. So this is the Ibn Tibbon's lashon. What does it mean, Laham in Yerusha? So, one of the points that those who know Judeo-Arabic point out is that one of the tremendous virtues of Ibn Tibbon's translation is that he always translates the Rambam's original the same word in the original is always translated the same way in his translation. So wherever you find l'ha'amin in Sefer Mitzvos, it always corresponds to the same word in the Rambam's original in Judeo Arabic, so you can be medayik in the word in the sense of that you know if it appears in various contexts in Ibn Tibbon, that it's also the same word in the original, which not all translations do, and it's a very, very, when as we are, when you're dependent upon translation, it's a tremendous virtue. So Ibn Tibbon was confronted with the following. The Rambam uses the same word. If you go back to Mitzvah Rishona, he at Tziva Ashit Tzivanu Laha'amin Ho Elokus, Amin, again, it's the same Shavash in the original. Sheyesham Ila, the Siba, who Paul, Lachalan, and Tzos, who Omer Yisrael, Anoch Hashem Alokecha. So, the mitzvah Anoch Hashem Alokecha, the Rambam uses, again, the verb that Ibn Tibbon translates as Lahamin. So, you have that same verb here with regard to Anoch Hashem Alokecha. You have it again in the second mitzvah of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He atziva shetzivanu be'emunas hayichud v'hu shena amin ki pol ha-metzios v'sivosu ha-rishon ha-echad v'hu amu yisrael ha-shvay yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And then you have it a third time here in the mitzvah of Revius, which we just looked at before. L'ha-amin yurasa. What verb sort of what was the Rambam we would have thought you believe in Hashem and you believe that Hashem is Echad, or maybe you know Hashem is Echad, and then you fear Hashem. But that's right, two different verbs. We don't use the same verb to encapsulate the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem as we do for the mitzvahs of Anochi and Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And yet the Rambam has the same verb that captures that encapsulates each of those three mitzvahs. So kimedume, what it means, and this was the meaning that Ibn Tibbon was, I don't know if it was an accepted usage or he was, you know, he was being mechadish to use lahamin in that sense, is that it means to have an awareness, sort of, let's call it a knowledge-based awareness. A person can know something, but it doesn't necessarily translate as an awareness. Right? We know lots of things, but it doesn't mean that that's sort of something which is a constant awareness. So the mitzvah is not only to believe Anoch Hashem Elokecha, not only to know Anoch Hashem Elokecha, but that knowledge, belief, be something that it's an awareness of Anoch Hashem Elokecha. Again, one obviously can't have an awareness of Anoch Hashem Elokecha without having the foundational knowledge, belief. So again, it means a knowledge-based awareness. And the same thing is true of Hashem Elokecha Hashem Echad, and that exact same formulation applies to have this knowledge-based awareness of Yiras Hashem. And that's what lahamin means. Lahamin, again, it doesn't translate to believe. It translates in a sense of awareness. To try to sustain an awareness. as we commented already yesterday, says Rambam here in Sefer Mitzvahs only speaks of Yiras HaOnesh. He doesn't mention anything about Yiras HaOnesh. Meidach Gisa in Yisodei HaTorah Beis Aleph. If you take a look, Pakel and Nechbar Vanoah Hazeh Mitzvah Liyahavo Uliyor Mimenu Shanam Elahavta Eis Hashem Lekecha Benem Es Hashem Lekecha Tira. Again, maybe just to mention the question. So the idiom the Torah uses in the pasuk the Rambam quotes is Es Hashem Lekecha Tira. And yet, I mean, there are B'Ktzas Kisrei Yad, it is that way, but as the Frankel note here says, the Rov Kisrei Hayad, the reading in the Rambam is L'Yira Mimenu. That's a very strange thing, that the Rambam's Pasuk uses the idiom of L'Yira Es, and yet the Rambam writes, when he's going to quote that Pasuk as his proof text, he writes L'Yira Mimenu. So that needs pshat. Again, that's what they say is in the road kisrei hayad. Vehechi adach la'avasa v'yirasa. B'shoshi yizbonin odim v'maisa v'buav ha'nifloim ha'gedolim. V'yira mehem chochmaso she'en la erech v'lokeitz. מיד הוא עובר משעבך ומפור מסעבתי וגדול לידע השם הגודל, כמו שעומדו וצומה נפשי ללוקים לכלכוי. וכשמחשה בדברם האלו עצמן, מיד הוא נרתע לאחורה ויירה ויפחד ויודע שהוא ביריה קטנה שפלה אפלה, עומד בדעס קלה מאותו לפני תפים דיוס, כמו שעומדו וכי ערה שמחה מעונש כסיס קרנו. So here the Rambam is describing here, so Rambam, there's no mention of Onesh, there's a sense of awe by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person recoils not out of fear of personal safety, but because of the awesomeness. But he doesn't say anything about Yiras HaOnesh. So in Sefer Mitzvahs, he didn't say anything about Yiras HaOnesh. Here he doesn't say anything about Yiras HaOnesh. So in terms of what you have here, so two, which really, I think, really complement each other. I'm not sure that they're entirely independent. two points. Number one, you have a similar question if you go back to Sefer Mitzvah for a minute, Mitzvah Sase Gimel. You have a mitzvah Shlisha Sarabosa. So if you look, it's around 8 lines in. Ukva Omru She Mitzvah Zal Kolel Is Gam Kein. It's around 8 lines in to Mitzvah Sase Gimel. וכבר אומר שמצווה זו כולל אז גם כן שנדרש ונקרא האנושים כולם לעבודו סו יסעלו להאמנדו. That in the mitzvah of Avos Hashem is not only that we should aspire to Avos Hashem, but that we should attract others, we should influence others. וזה כשתוהב אדם תוסם לבך עולה ותשבחי ותבקש האנושם לעבוסו. וזה על צד המושל. כן, כשתוהב הקל באמס כמו שהגיע לך, הנה את ולסופק תדרוש ותקרא הקופן והסחולם לידי עשה אמס אשר ידעת עושה, ולא שם צפרי בהבת איס השם אהבי ולבריאס. כעבר מביך השנם אבס הנפש אשר עושה בחרם, רצון הלומה, כמו שאברהם בעבור שהיה אוהב השם, כמו שהיה לקוסו ואברהם אוהבי, שהיה גם כן לגודל הסגסו, דרש האנשים על האמונה מחוזק האבסו. כן אתה אהוב אסו עד שתדרש האנשים אלו. So Ahabeim Alavrios is a part of Mitzvah Zamas Hashem. Rabbim doesn't have that in Mishnah Torah either. In the places where he talks about Amas Hashem, Perek Beis, Yisrael HaTorah, Perek Yod, Bichlus Tshuva, he doesn't have this either. So maybe the pshat is, what happens when you have something which the Rambam needed to mention in Sefer Mitzvahs? And Sefer Mitzvahs just looks to give you the core definition of the mitzvah. That's all he's looking to do. What happens when you have something in Sefer Mitzvahs that doesn't need any elaboration? There's nothing more to as important as it is, it was the definition of the mitzvah sort of speaks for itself. That there are no dinei and mitzvah that you need to elaborate. The definition of the mitzvah as important as the mitzvah is speaks for itself. So you talk into the pshat is that the Rambam, when what he said in Sefer Mitzvahs, again, is self-sufficient, and doesn't, meaning that it doesn't need any elaboration, that he doesn't repeat that in Mishnah Torah. And maybe that's the same reason why he doesn't repeat Yeros HaOnesh. He said it. He needed to say it by way of defining Yeros Hashem. Okay, so Hilchos Shabbos, don't do Malacha. Okay, there's a lot of problem that need to be fleshed out. Hilchos Shabbos, so he repeats, don't do Malacha. And these are the Malachas, and these are the Drabbans of the Malachas. There's an awful lot of elaboration that's needed. But Yeros HaOnesh, as fundamental as it is, the core definition that the Rambam needs to give you to define the mitzvah and sefer mitzvahs, that tells you what the mitzvah is. And Yitachem, that for that reason, the Rambam doesn't need, and therefore doesn't, repeat it. And maybe that's the same shot for the Aveh HaLavrios as well. In Kol Zeh, maybe the Rambam was Meramis to it. What's the difference in Mashmo'os? We mentioned that apparently the Rambam writes Liyira Mimenu, even though the pasuk he's going to quote is Es Hashem Lakachatira. So what's the difference in Mashmo'os between saying Ani Yarei Oso or Ani Yarei Mimeno? What's the difference in meaning? So Ani Yarei Oso, which would translate that I experience Yira, I experience Yira vis-a-vis him, can mean and can express either Yira Sa'onesh or Yira Sa'onmos. I fear him, I'm in awe of him, and the Yireya So can mean either, and in fact, presumably, Es Hashem L'Kachatira does mean both. The Yira with the Mem, Lechora, when Ani Yarei Mimenu, I think it that has the sense of Yira Sa'onesh, I'm afraid from him, I'm afraid in the sense of what he can do to me. And that it's not so much him, the Oso can be, I'm afraid of him because of what he can do to me, or I'm afraid of him because of who he is, because of the wrongness. And the Yira Mem means from, in the sense of what he can do to me. So maybe he also, the Rambam is explicitly only going to talk about Yira Sa'onesh, because he said, yes, he already said Yiras HaOnesh and Sefer Mitzvahs, but Af Al Pi Chein, he's meramis to it by changing the Liyira S into Liyira Mem, which has that connotation, again, which doesn't have the connotation of Romanus, but only has the connotation of Yeros HaOnesh. Ayin Olav. I'm not sure if that's correct. Ayin Olav.
Doesn't he go on
and look
say the Heach Yadarech Lavos of Yeros? So wouldn't it be interesting that, like, he sort of, in Halacha Aleph, he sort of says, L'yer Mimenu, like, sort of just specifying the Tzedakah of Yeros HaOnesh, and then he goes on and says, V'Heach, and...
I forgot to mention that, but Heim Heim Hadvar, he changes it, right? And Yeraso means Yeras Oso, right? Yeraso is a contraction of Yeras Oso, so he changes it. From the Yera Mem, he should have said, Hei Chiyadav Lahavaso, the Yera Mimenu, if he was gonna, he changes it, right? Yeraso is not the same as Yera Mimenu. Yeraso is a contraction for Yera Oso. So heim heim advar, because in Halacha Beis now explicitly he's only describing Yeros HaRomamos, so the mem is inappropriate. The Yera Oso expresses either or both, which is presumably what it means in the pasuk. It doesn't mean both in the pasuk. The Yera Mem, but if the Rambam, but since it can mean either or both, and the Rambam explicitly is only going to talk about Yeros HaRomamos, so then the Yera Oso in Halacha Aleph, I would have thought he's only talking with Yeros HaRomamos, so the Rambam says, no, I want to be Meramis to what I said explicitly in Sefer Mitzvah. But hey, hey, Madvarim.
May I have an understanding, but if you just got through saying that since Yeros HaOnesh is so implicit in the Mitzvah, therefore the Rambam wouldn't even mention it in Mishnah Torah, why is it being Meramis? Why are we specifically saying that it is mentioned in Mishnah Torah?
No, so that's what I'm saying. The two are mashlim zeh, meaning if it weren't the case, if it were not the case that the Rambam felt that he could rely on what he said in Sefer Mitzvahs, so then he would have had to say this explicitly. Once you can rely on what you said in Sefer Mitzvahs, so then, you know, it didn't cost them anything, you know? It didn't cost them anything to have this illusion, but ain't nechanami. That's why the two sort of the second one rests on the first, meaning if without the premise that the Rambam will rely on what he already said in Sefer Mitzvahs, so then you can't say that his entire presentation of something as fundamental as Yeros HaOnesh is just with that subtle liyira mimenu as opposed to liyira also. But if point number one, that when it doesn't really need any elaboration, because the core definition of the mitzvah tells you about the entire mitzvah, so then liyasa says, so the Rambam alludes to it here as well. But that still leaves the question why it doesn't mention Yeros HaRomamos in Sefer Mitzvahs. Why not? Shouldn't that be necessary just as part of the definition of what the mitzvah entails?
I don't. It's a translation, but in the text of the Seder Mitzvah, it says Yeroso too. It says he should see Banu Ba'amid Yeroso is the whole referring to Yeros HaRomamos, according to what we were just saying.
I'm not sure that's the case, because again, S means either or both. It doesn't mean exclusively Yeros HaRomamos. If you say in English, I fear him, you can say, I fear him, because he's a mean guy and he likes to beat people up and he's much bigger than I am, so I fear him. Or you can say, no, you can be using fear in the sense of awe. And when you say, I fear. So it's not that S means exclusively Romamos. What we're suggesting is, when you think about it, the mem, which means that there's something indirect, it's not so much him, but it's from him, because it's what he can do. So it's that the mem means only Onesh, not that the S means only Romamos.
But
the
Rambam puts, Hadi Yeroso, it's like two separate.
So that, your question is correct. I don't think it's Kishela Atzmo, it's correct. I don't think it's a question of what we're talking about, but it is a correct question. I don't know that already. I don't know. It's hard to deal with that in translation. But yes, It is a very important question. What's the difference between those two phrases? I don't know. It's a very important question. But why didn't the Rambam mention Yiras HaRamam was in Sefer HaMitzvos? The same way he tells us, for instance, that Avos Hashem has two components. So he should have said that Yiras Hashem has two components also, because there's two levels of Yiras Hashem. So again, so we suggested a mahalach as to maybe why he doesn't explicitly mention Yiras HaOnesh in the Yad. But what about the other half of the question, which is why doesn't he mention Yiras HaRamamos in Sefer HaMitzvos? Again, it should be there. It should be needed as a definition of the mitzvah. The same way he has to mention both components of Avos Hashem. So, if you have in the Rambam Beis, if you take a look at the Mefarish, right in Hilchos Yisrael Torah, we have an anonymous parish. So he's referred to as the Mefarish. So, if you see where it says. Again, this is the same idea that we just saw in the Shari. Or, Umotzanu Batorah Shnei Ksuvim. I think actually Ritzel of Baza quotes this from the Mefarish. Umotzanu Batorah Shnei Ksuvim. Do you see that in the Mefarish on Perek Beis? I don't know, in Frankel it says Halacha Aleph Beis. You have that on Ritzel? Umotzanu Batorah Shnei Ksuvim. One indicates, one teaches, Shahayira may be all the CS Kala Mitzvahs. That Yira will help facilitate all mitzvahs. Shenema, v'atli samar shem akech v'shoimach, shomimach, kiyim l'yira. V'ha'acher, the other pasuk, more, that indicates, that teaches, shalomit stavinu b'chol ha-mitzvahs, elekedei shenagia v'hem l'yira. Shenema, v'yitzavenu Hashem l'asas eskalachukim ha'ela, l'yira s'Hashem elokeinu. So one says that Yira s'Hashem is the basis, and the other says that Yiras Hashem is the goal. The way to integrate the Psukim, Shahayira Yeshla Shnek Tzavas. Hakzeya Rishon Hu Tchilasa, Vihi Kodem is the Chola Mitzvahs. Shahayori Min Hamelach Lo Yav Al Dvarav. Right? Just describing Yiras Onesh. Vahachelik Hashene. So Yiras HaOnesh is what facilitates, what positions us, what will help us be mekayim al mitzvahs, and through the kiyum of al mitzvahs, so then hopefully, Be'ezras Hashem, we attain Yiras HaRamamos. So what the Mefarish suggests is that Yiras HaRamamos is the goal of all mitzvahs. So again, I'm not. There are definitely questions that can be raised on this suggestion in the Rambam. Definitely questions. I'm not sure. But maybe the pshat is like this. For something to merit inclusion in Minyan HaMitzvahs, it has to be a distinct mitzvah, which tells us to do something that otherwise we wouldn't do. But something which is just, let's say, an overarching goal of all mitzvahs, so that's not a distinct mitzvah. So that doesn't make its way into minyan mitzvahs. So yitachen that Yiras Hashem makes its way into minyan mitzvahs because of Yiras Onesh. Avada Yiras Hashem includes both Yiras Onesh and Yiras Rabbamus, but in terms of its inclusion as a distinct mitzvah in the minyan mitzvahs, that owes exclusively to the Yiras Onesh. Because Yiras Onesh, again, A, is not the goal of all mitzvahs, and it tells us something distinctly, that a person should have an awareness that I'm accountable for what I do. Again, the marshal we gave yesterday, when a person, again, it's not a religion of fear, but a religion with fear. When a person gets behind the wheel in a car, he should have an awareness that the way he drives is going to have consequences. And that if he'll drive recklessly, it can have catastrophic consequences. So a person is supposed to have, so again, it's a distinct mitzvah with a very clearly delineated content. Mashen Kendi, the Yiras HaRavamus, on the one hand, again, it's the goal of all mitzvahs. Me'idach Gisa, in terms of what a person might do in addition to mitzvahs to foster Yiras HaRavamus, it's no different than what he does to foster Avas Hashem. So Yiras HaRavamus doesn't warrant the inclusion of Yiras Hashem in minyan mitzvahs. That's the suggestion. So the Rambam tells us about it, but not in Sefer Mitzvahs, because in Sefer Mitzvahs he's only going to highlight that which is responsible for the fact that it's included in the Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay, well, we'll stop.